Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This Week in Fun.
This is This Week in Fun with Sarah Lane and Martin Sargent, episode 20 for June 1st, 2009. I used to collect plush ducks. Episode 20. I'm Sarah Lane, and of course I'm joined as always by my good friend and colleague, Martin Sargent. Martin.
Sarah.
How are you?
I'm weak.
You're not.
I'm peaked.
Uh-huh.
I'm feeling a bit thin.
The
hunger strike rolls into its second week.
And
still
how's that
no satisfaction. I've started to digest my stomach, I believe, which is why it actually appears as though I've gained weight.
Yeah.
Over the past couple weeks.
You do look bloated.
I look sturdy.
You look great.
I look healthy. I have a glow about me. This
Never
is what
better,
happens
frankly.
When you start to digest your own duodenum.
So this is the whole Kevin Rose give me a job thing. We're still doing this.
Yes.
Okay.
A bet is a bet is a bet.
Okay.
At least that's how I grew up. So, I'm not giving in.
All right. Well, I hope that you'll be with me, you know, next week because I need you, buddy.
I may not be able to because I'll probably be working my six-figure-plus job at Dig.
But
I may
Dig.
Not be able to come.
Well, I could just video Skype week. You in. In that case,
that would be fine.
Yeah, I think that would be fine.
And I'll probably have a smoking new rocket of a computer because I'll be making so much money. It'll be pristine.
You already have a MacBook Pro. What else would you get? It's, you know. It's
I want a Linux box.
You want a Linux box?
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody at Dig could do that for you. Did you talk to that Jay Adelson?
Yeah.
He's a big hot shot.
I haven't talked to him in about 6 months. Where is he?
I don't know. He's CEO of Dig.
Is he moving out here? I'm not going to drag him.
Enough about Dig, though. Let's talk about us. Let's talk about TWiF and Squarespace. Now, Squarespace, of course, wonderful folks, great service. They sponsored our show the last couple weeks, and we were extremely appreciative. And, you know, the first weekend I had said, well, we had both said, maybe we should have a contest, you know, who could make the best TWiF-inspired Squarespace
Talk about site. Fun.
Talk about fun, right? And after 1 week went by, nobody did anything. Or if they did, they didn't tell us. And I was not about to just go trolling through Squarespace trying to find something. So I said, people, come on. What the heck? Well, it turns out that I guess all we had to do was just beg a little bit more because we got four. Now, please,
at least. There might be more than that.
At least four, yeah. If for any reason you're not in this list, make sure that you email it to either sarah@twit.tv or martin@twit.tv because sometimes in, you know, Twitter search, things fall through the cracks. So if you're not on this list, I really apologize. But just wanted to very quickly go through a couple of them. So the first one is from a nice fellow named Aaron in New Zealand.
Oh,
you know Aaron.
Aaron.
He's Aaron Knight.
He's wonderful.
He's very nice. And he made twiff.squarespace.com. So it looks a little like that. Look at that. Now we've got a nice little logo here. We've got Marty at a really old unscrewed picture of
that
you.
Was from the New York Times did a feature on that photo. So it's actually
And then we've got kind of this cute little montage.
He's enhanced this since last time I looked at it. Look at the amazing things you can do with Squarespace.
I really like the picture of us giving each other a high five. This one over here of me is look drunk. And I might have been, quite frankly.
I thought there was something about this one that I click on. Is there like a bio link or something like that?
About
the hosts.
As talented as she is, gorgeous. Wow, I like how this bio is starting out. Beautiful.
Okay, first of all, it's got this picture of me with a crab leg coming out of my mouth.
You look great. You look beautiful.
I'm trying to find work here. Who's
going
to hire a guy with a crab leg coming out of his mouth?
I don't know. I would. You look like a fun dude.
What does it say?
I
feel like there was something scandalous about
it. I don't know. We don't want to go too into this. We got three more.
All right. Let's just keep going.
Let's keep going.
Let's
all right. So the second. So thank you, Aaron. Aaron, you've also been in touch with us. Aaron has this great sort of IRC chat idea. We said we'd get to this week, and we didn't because we're lazy. Second site, from Anton in Denmark. Please note, New Zealand, Denmark, very international show. This is twift.squarespace.com, and it looks a little something like this. We've got a horse in there. I'm not really sure why.
That's from my Twitter background.
Oh.
Go to @MartinSargent, follow me, and you'll see my proud little pony. That's Jiffy.
So
he only eats rainbow candies.
I like how it looks like there's four of us. That picture, by the way, this one of me, I think it's my Wikipedia page or something. But
you're looking kind of wanton. Kind of this lascivious look to you.
Well, I remember when the picture was taken, and I was three sheets, if not four.
Uh-huh.
So it's not my favorite picture to be distributed everywhere, but whatever.
I like this one.
I like this one, too.
I like
it's
the horse.
Pretty. Everyone loves that. Everyone loves the high five.
Yeah,
we
forgot to do that this time.
This is a nice one. Yeah. Anyway, I like it. I like the
who's this one from?
The black and the green. Anton in Denmark.
Anton, look at this international audience we have.
No, I mean I was actually
it's
really
insane.
I was
so
actually
we've
really
got
thrilled.
New Zealand and we've got Denmark.
The next one is from Travis in Redmond, Washington. Now Travis, his page doesn't actually make any sense to me. It's not really a TWIF themed page. It's more.
Yeah, this one confused me when I looked at it.
He made a website about how he wants to win this contest, but without really playing by the rules.
I like this kid. Well, I like his modus operandi. This sounds like something that I would do.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. And I got to say, Travis, I like your sense of humor because you're really weird. I mean, he's got this whole list of reasons why he's going to win and pictures that have nothing to do with our show and. And then, you know, he threw in a, you know.
Who are these people? What is that?
I don't know.
Why does he have the don't copy my floppy?
He threw in the Leo falls off the ball, keyboard cat. And then at the end, his first post is, I'm going to win that TWIF contest. So I don't really know, man. I don't know if you're going to win this one. But, you know, good first effort.
Where is this guy from?
Redmond, Washington.
He claims
he works at Microsoft. Travis, I looked up your name on Twitter. I hope that's okay. Hope you don't get fired because of this. And finally, to round out the internationalness of the show, Shane from Ireland.
Wow.
Martin. Shane from Ireland has twiffans.squarespace.com. TWIF fans. The unofficial TWIF fan site. This one has kind of got that minimalist thing going on. It's nice and white. Clear text,
I enjoy
good
it.
Spacing, looks a little like I was going to say Helvetica, but that's not what I mean. I mean Ariel. Looks like an Ariel type face. And, you know, he's got some work to do. But I like it.
It's too close to call a winner right now. So I would say if you still think that you've got a horse in this race, if you want to submit your Squarespace site, we'll take it.
Absolutely. It is not too late.
Sign up. It's squarespace.com/fun. And remember, we're giving away a hoodie, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to decide because they're all so terrific.
I don't know how we're going to decide. The rules really haven't been, you know, like worked out. But we still appreciate it. And, you know, if nothing else, it gives us a big kick in the pants to see a fan site on Squarespace, even if we asked you to do it.
I need an ego boost. That's the funny thing about all these. Like, okay, it looks like we have all these things, and like they all started like, well, they asked us to create these fan sites.
I don't care. I still like them, and I will pretend you did it because you wanted to. I think they're gorgeous. So our fans, all of which are male at this point, hint, hint, women, please get involved. Thank you so much. And we appreciate it, and we can't wait to see how things progress in that arena.
And those of you who are listening on iTunes right now, have no idea what we were just talking about. We'll put the link to all of those fan sites in our show notes.
We sure will.
At twit.tv/twiff.
TWIF.
Oh, it is sort of an international show.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of fans out there.
We do.
From all corners of the earth. And that's why we're going to start out with this first story.
Okay.
It's about a fella. I'm not exactly sure where he's from. I think he might be. I'm not sure. But he's traveling all over the world, all over the planet with one goal.
What's that goal, Martin?
With one driving passion, a mission, something that he must accomplish before he dies, namely to visit every Starbucks on the planet Earth.
Every Starbucks?
Every Starbucks coffee shop.
Every Starbucks? Of all the things, I thought you were going to
say. I thought I had very little to do.
To see all the national parks of
the world. No, you know, visit all the baseball stadiums, something like that.
Yeah, or,
no.
You know, or the wonders of the
world. He wants to visit every Starbucks. There's apparently, he's already been to more than 9,100 Starbucks.
Why? Why?
He likes the mochaccino. I don't know.
9,000 There are a lot of Starbucks and Starbuckses.
He figures he's still got about 3,000 to go. He's blogging about it at StarbucksEverywhere.com. The guy's a weirdo, all right?
He's,
I mean,
a
not
bit
just
a, he,
first of all, he's officially his birth name was Rafael Antonio Lozano Jr., but he legally changed his name to Winter.
I want to see a picture of this guy.
I do.
We like you, by the way, weird guy. This is all, you know, we say that you're weird because we like you. If we didn't like you,
why Starbucks?
We wouldn't. Well, see, that's the problem is that, listen, I go to Starbucks if I am in a jam because it's everywhere. He does. He admits he has a mild obsessive compulsive tendencies. He has admitted this, which makes me feel a little bit better because I don't really understand why else that would be something that someone would do.
The bladder on this guy.
Really?
Insane.
No,
I mean, does he drink one of these things at everyone? He usually has a 4-ounce tester cup of regular brewed coffee, it says. Then he takes a picture and he puts it on his website.
He's a software engineer. Both of us will go into Starbucks if we have to.
Yeah, like to take a pee or
And, you know,
something.
It's nothing against Starbucks. I just, you know, I like to, there's so many, like, independent coffee shops in San Francisco that
I used to go to a different
patronize.
Starbucks, like, every day when I was unemployed down in Los Angeles. Because I had like I bought the Wi-Fi thing.
Oh, and it was like with T-Mobile.
I didn't want to be one of those weird guys who you see at the same Starbucks sitting on their laptop area. So I would switch them all up. So I probably got to about 9,000 myself.
You didn't.
I got up there.
You know what they've got a lot of in LA that they don't have up here? Coffee bean and tea leaf.
Yeah, they do.
They have
a lot of
those.
I don't think they have any up here.
I don't know if that's an LA thing
or
just more of a
Southern thing.
You know
what else? A lot of places in Los Angeles, the Starbucks, they don't have a bathroom. They don't have a public bathroom.
Starbucks?
Like Starbucks on Melrose does not have a public toilet.
Well, it's probably because
it's
Melrose.
And that should be illegal. You cannot sell diuretics and not have a public bathroom.
I agree that it's rude. You know what happened?
Although even the other one, it's kind of gross because you got to get that key. And like,
key.
It's like passing the baton of feces.
It is.
It's disgusting.
It's a circle of poo is what it is. It's really disgusting.
The circle of poo.
Speaking of bathrooms, it reminds me of, I don't want to get off on too much of a tangent, but it reminds me of the other day I was on Haight Street. You know, Haight Street. It's always hard to find a toilet on Haight Street, too.
Damn hippies.
I walk into the Red Vic Hotel.
Uh-huh.
You know, they got that weird half-assed cafe downstairs. And I said, where's your bathroom? And they go, oh, it's out of order. And I said, okay, well, where's the nearest bathroom?
Nonsense.
Totally nonsense. So, well, where's the nearest bathroom? He goes, oh, I don't know. There's like a public one in the park down there. And I said, well, what bathroom do you
That's
use?
That's what I always say. Where do you go?
Where do you go? And he goes, well, the bathroom. And I'm like, it's not out of order. And they kind of, I thought, you know what? Get your freaking lame ass story correct.
I mean, you don't look that much like
I'm a woman.
A Haight Street gutter
punk. I could be
dying.
I need to urinate. You know?
Women have to pee more than men?
We have to pee more often.
Really?
Look at a woman's line at any baseball game. And tell
That's
because
you guys take so long, though.
No, it's because we are like that. We go to the bathroom all the time.
Well,
I bet I go to the bathroom twice as much. Well, maybe not twice as much as you do.
Yeah. But you're also like kind of a big drinker, though.
Well, no.
You're
yes,
a big beer drinker.
At a baseball game, perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps that's true.
I won't drink beer at a baseball game.
That's insane. Why even go?
I'll take a hip flask in or something. For exactly that reason, because I want, if I'm going there, I want to watch the game. You know me, I'm a big sports nut.
Well, you know what you do? You have to play your innings right. You can't go in the seventh stretch like everyone else goes.
No, I know that.
You have to be smart. You've got to sit in your bathroom. The whole thing has to be carefully orchestrated. You go, you get your beer, you go to the bathroom, bam, you're back in 5 minutes tops. You don't miss a thing. You may be missing out. I haven't even been to a baseball game all year, and I'm acting like I'm such a pro.
Sports.
So,
speaking of sports,
I'm gonna try to calm down.
You play golf?
No, sir, I do not. I have played. I prefer peewee golf myself.
Peewee golf? Miniature golf?
Yeah, we call it peewee golf.
Putt-putt? That was my first job.
A little putt-putt? It was?
Putt-putt golf and games in Greece, New York. Yeah.
Adorable.
I was very good at that job. Probably the best
What was the job?
My job was...
Collect balls?
No. My job was, so they would sell these like passes there, and... You could play one game of golf, of miniature golf, for $4, or you what they wanted you to do was sell the two-pass ticket for $5, because the thinking was people are going to lose this ticket, right, and they're never going to come back and use it. I had the highest conversion rate of any putt-putt employee in history.
Martin, that is something to be proud
of. Why don't
of.
I get into sales? Why don't I get a job in a miniature golf? I
You're
wonder
very
if I
persuasive.
Could even get a job in a miniature golf
You're
course
You're a very persuasive
days.
Dude.
Is anyone hiring?
I feel like miniature golf is dying a little bit.
There's got to be some miniature golf courses around here.
Well, there's a Scandia Fun Center up just in Santa Rosa.
Are they hiring?
I don't know. But they do have a go-kart area.
I can gas up the go-karts, too. God, I'm such a loser.
Oh, you're not. Don't you say that, Martin Sargent. Don't you say it for a second.
I am.
Nobody who watches TWIF or listens to it or downloads it, thank you, by the way, to everyone who
down.
Supports us.
Nothing's
no
going
one
right.
thinks you're a loser. Everyone loves you, including me and your mother.
Well, that...
So, you're not a loser, and I don't want to hear any of that talk anymore. In fact, TV Lana in our stick cam chat room says, I love you, Marty, verbatim.
Aww.
She really typed that. Nice. Marty is our hero, one bit says.
Aww. Oh, somebody says it's
don't listen
true.
To Adam Ott.
It's true,
jerk.
Martin. No, Adam Ott is the guy who designed the Truer Poo logo.
You better watch it, Adam Ott, or I'm not going to pull up your graphic today. By the way,
we're going to
yes,
show both of your graphics
we
later,
are
Adam.
Show both of the graphics.
We're
it's
playing
very
both
exciting.
Those games.
This is, you know what? This show is truly a collaborative effort. Martin and I do the bare minimum, and the rest of you
Isn't
guys help us make
like,
our show,
we,
you know, just moderately good.
Literally, we're both reading all these stories for the first time as we talk about them with you guys.
Oh, Leo does that on Twit, too.
And I dare say we're
no
better
mistake.
At it than him.
Well, you know, he does that whole professional radio voice,
what's this?
I'm so smart thing
what's
really
this?
Well. I don't know that we have radio voices. Faces for radio, maybe.
Yeah. I'm very telegenic.
I'm very shrill, I've been told.
Yeah.
I have a very shrill
I
voice.
I have a hard time listening to you.
I have a hard time listening to me. I never watch any of my stuff. It's like pulling teeth.
I have a wonderful voice.
Your voice is okay. You say funny things, though. Like rallying.
Rallying?
Like rallying, like a rallying on stairs.
A railing.
Yeah. Well, you don't say railing.
Railing.
You say rallying.
Rallying.
It's a...
Bagel.
Rochester.
Bagel.
Thing. Bagel. That's what you say. You say bagel.
Bagel.
A bagel and lox.
No, I don't eat lox.
I hate lox.
So anyway, back to the subject of sports. You don't play golf.
I don't play golf.
This is the most stupid show I've ever...
It was like, a great show.
So circuitous. It's
you know what
going
this is?
Nowhere.
This is called the tangent show.
A lot of people go to our iTunes page and they like write reviews and stuff, and it's like one star. Like, actually, most people write five stars. Thank you very much for that. Some people are like, well, they just go off on all these tangents and blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah.
What do you think the show's called, buddy?
It's called Talk
this
Radio.
It's fun.
That's what you do.
What you
talk
do.
Radio. You try to sit behind this mic and be entertaining for an hour when you have no preparation.
Right. We have a very loose itinerary.
Most people cannot do
it.
This. Most people can't do this.
Yeah. Exactly.
Many people can do it better than us,
this
but most people cannot do it.
Organic. This is an organic experience that you are all part of. Enough of those one stars. You know what? Honestly, a few of those bad reviews, you kind of have to laugh at them because so many good reviews have been given that I'm kind of proud, actually.
We're averaging four and a half.
Four and a half.
Four and a half stars.
Almost perfect. It's a solid A. Linus. Hey.
It's the greatest achievement of my past 2 months. Maybe 7 months.
Yeah, I was going to be like, are we talking October?
Yeah, 2 months? Yeah, 2 months.
What happened in
February? What good happened to you in February? Not a damn thing.
Aw, at least we can laugh about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of.
On camera. Wait till the tears start flowing once these cameras
shut
off.
You guys, the
drive up here was tough.
The drives have become more and more sinister and somber, Martin and me. We've had such bad traffic, too.
Well, today, we're driving up here, and we horrible traffic, and we passed a guy with a massive head wound.
Oh, God. He got hit on a motorcycle by a car.
He was wearing, like, one of those bandages like you see in, like, a Vietnam movie.
He looked like...
Like, around his head.
It
looked like they were filming something, and it was just covered with blood.
It was not cool.
But he must have been wearing a helmet. What if he wasn't wearing a helmet?
I don't know. Are we talking about golf?
Oh, golf.
Yeah.
I thought you didn't like golf. I didn't think you wanted
to talk
about it.
I don't like golf, but I'm still interested to know where this is going.
So anyway, this golfer up in Saskatchewan, he died.
That sucks. He can't play golf.
But he was really into golf. So his relatives are going through. He's up on the great links in the sky. His relatives are going through his house. This is how much this dude loved golf. They found 40,000 golf balls that he had hoarded in his home over the decades. 40,000.
Disgusting.
That's 40, almost dangerous. 000.
We found this story from UPI.com, who's had 100 years of journalistic excellence, according to their website.
They're wonderful.
I mean, you know what's funny is being the guy who got to write this odd news story? The news headline is literally, late golf crazy
That's
man
a good job for me.
Hoarded 40,000 balls. You would love this.
I should write weird news.
You should write weird news. You practically write it just by living.
I pretty much do.
Saskatchewan is one of the best words, isn't it? Saskatchewan.
It's spelled Saskatoon. Maybe it is Saskatoon.
Well, it's Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Oh.
It's in Saskatchewan. Come on. Keep up here.
You're right.
Barry Gross.
In fact, his nephew was the coordinator of the Saskatchewan Golf Association. So what he decided to do is he took 32,000 of the balls and donated them to youth programs. And here's the really odd part about this story. The other 8,000 will remain in the family for sentimental reasons.
Okay.
Who needs 8,000 balls for sentimental reasons?
You keep maybe
90, 100 and say, yeah, Uncle whatever was nuts.
Uncle Barry
was nuts. You don't need to keep 8,000 balls.
You don't need to keep 40,000 balls in your home, Barry. Now, I understand the love of golf, but golf balls, when not being hit on a golf course, don't do much.
He probably lived on a golf course, and that's where he found all those. What would happen if you were playing in a golf tournament and he hit your ball into his house? It went through the window. And like you go, you're like, hey, you seen a Titleist?
I don't know.
You don't understand. Because there's 40,000. It would be tough to find the ball.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Well, he'd probably, if he's hoarding that many balls, he's probably got some, pardon me, Barry, past tense. He probably had some, you know, maybe a Titleist room. That's the only kind of ball brand I know. Titleist or one of the others. Perhaps the kitchen was one of the others. Titleist was a bathroom ball. You'd constantly be slipping, hurting yourself.
Yeah.
It'd be very dangerous.
It's probably how he died.
He got struck and hit by a car.
Oh. So. But maybe the car slipped on a whole bunch of balls that had fallen out.
Near his home in Saskatchewan.
When he opened his front door, all the balls rolled out.
Saskatchewan. I got to move there just to say I live in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Say that three times.
Wouldn't you get
fast.
Tired of writing that on your return,
sure would.
Return address
sure
all the time?
Would. Yep. I would.
Do you write out San Francisco on your return address or do you write SF?
I write San Francisco.
I do too. I don't like abbreviations.
No. Well, I worry that they won't know what I mean, even though it's.
Where they think you're San Fernando?
But I feel like the Postal Service.
They can't tell
has
by
rules.
The zip code?
I do sometimes.
I won't write SF, but sometimes I'll just write the zip code because that's all a postal worker needs.
Yeah, but that's rude. You know, you learned in school what you're supposed to write out. Write it out.
Yeah, You know what, Sarah? You're right.
I think I might have a little life in me as a school teacher.
Certainly as a radio host, because this is compelling.
They love it.
You know what's stranger than 40,000 balls?
What's that, Martin?
Five kidneys.
You don't say. Five
International
kidneys.
TWIF. We're going to India now. Going around the globe.
Going to the great subcontinent.
We've been to England.
It's
we went
hot.
To Saskatoon.
It's
now
arid.
We're going to the subcontinent.
All right.
A guy, a photographer from Kairadona Village over in Punjab, India. You been there?
I have.
Have
they
you
have
been
delicious
to Kairadona Village?
No, I have not.
Is that that's the south, right?
No, Punjab is actually in the north.
That's in the north.
It's where the Sikhs, there are a lot of Sikhs up in Punjab.
I prefer
got the
northern Indian food. It's a creamier, milder food.
Not always. There's a lot of spice.
What do you know?
I know. I've been there, dummy. You don't like any spice.
I do so.
You don't. Anyway, please continue. Punjab.
May I? A man in Punjab, he's living with five kidneys.
What in the?
Five kidneys. And the first time I read this headline, Indian man has five kidneys. So what a selfish bastard. All these people out there need kidneys.
And he's just adding
and
them.
This guy's got five perfectly good kidneys, and he's not sharing them all.
Very
and
rude.
Then I got a little comeuppance because I continued reading the story. That's not why he's got five kidneys. His kidneys keep failing, so they keep putting new ones in them.
See?
Apparently,
failing.
Over in India.
Failing kidneys. Just anyway, continue.
Apparently,
please.
Over in India, maybe this is a procedure when they do any sort of an extraction or a whatever implantation, they don't take out the old organ, they don't take out the old kidney because that can cause more
it.
Problems. So they just add. They just build on like an addition on a house.
Okay. Well, that makes...
He's up to five kidneys, and he needs another one. He's going to go for six. This time, he says he's determined, quote, to make it this time. He's going for his 55-year-old mother.
Oh, poor
man.
He's
hit up everyone else in his family.
He's got the scars to prove it, too, poor dude.
I don't know. Maybe this guy's just not taking good care of himself.
You know, it's possible.
Although he's lived... He's 33 years old. This has been going on for a long time.
Well, so here's what I want to know. When the kidney fails and you add another kidney, does the failing kidney kind of get absorbed by the system? Or, I mean, he's going to run out of room.
Do you digest it?
I don't know. I mean, he doesn't seem to be bulking up. I know kidneys aren't the biggest things in the world, but they take up room. We only have so much room in our little cavities.
My kidneys are apparently very small.
Oh, really? Who told you that?
Me, when I go to the bathroom three times an hour.
Oh, right. Mine too.
I didn't need a urologist to tell me that one.
I know that my kidneys, I don't know. I actually don't know anything about them. I know that they're working, and I appreciate you, kidneys, for working very much so.
It's not a good thing to have kidney failure.
No, it's not. It's a very big deal. So, Kairadona Villager in India... We hope the sixth one takes, because that would be fun and good, and it would be a good ending to the story, because the last couple stories have ended in death. So let's turn this show right around, huh? Yeah. Martin, get a hold of yourself.
Oh. I thought that we were going to France for this next story, but now that I'm looking at my notes here... It doesn't say. It's
related to France.
Isn't it? Doesn't it have something to do with France and Wikipedia and Scientology?
Yes. Yeah. Well, apparently, okay, so the French part of this, what we're going
France?
For is Wikipedia banning France?
France.
Who said in fact about France? Just a thing that we do. It's funny to say France. Wikipedia banning the Church of Scientology, which we found on Laughing Squid, which is obviously interesting. But a story related from earlier this week is that France was considering banning the religion altogether.
Much as they have done in Germany.
People had been swindled out of money, and France wants to consider it a pyramid scheme and therefore illegal. Which is kind of interesting.
Now, they banned it on Wikipedia, apparently, because... They're cracking down on what they call self-serving edits.
Yes, exactly.
So this is like, apparently no one's taken notice of my self-serving edits.
Have you been editing when your I go to the Wikipedia
Martin Sargent and I, you know, I talk about, you know, all these really, you know, wonderful facts about myself and accomplishments and anything that aren't true at all.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but they'll get taken down
No.
Stop
it. No, I would never do that. I've never edited my own Wikipedia.
I have edited mine, but I've not.
Really?
Yes. And you know what?
You can't do that.
Well, apparently. See, here's the thing is that I understand that it's a faux pas to edit your own Wikipedia article.
Oh, I'd say so.
However, you know, like, let's say there was like, there was, you know, for the most part, it's all true and factual. But there was one area, this is a while ago, from my days on Attack of the Show at G4. And they were like saying Sarah was in charge of this segment and this segment. It was wrong. It wasn't right. So I like went in and just changed the thing.
Yeah.
And that was fine. And then there was sort of like this personal life area of my Wikipedia article that I just kind of preferred it not to be there. So I kept deleting it. It kept reappearing. And finally, somebody on Twitter said, like, at Sarah Lane, if that's you, stop it. You can't do that anymore. I work there or something. And I was humiliated and I haven't touched it
since. Maybe I could
get
a job at Wikipedia.
Perhaps you could.
They actually were hiring for some weird thing. I wish that somebody would go to my Wikipedia and put a different photo.
What's wrong with your photo?
I just don't like it.
Why not?
I look all scraggly and it's not good. That was at a dig party, I believe.
Can we talk about Scientology for a second?
Do you really want to?
Well, I'm not going to get all weird about it, but I know that, I mean, what we're talking about here is basically it's not appropriate to be editing your own articles, right? And that's, you know, the Church of Scientology in Wikipedia's eyes is doing just that.
So what were they going in? Do we know specifically what they're editing? Like going in, like changing it from, you know, there's probably people like, you know, Scientology is a cult and, you know, those guys from,
they are pretty careful
who are those guys? The anonymous guys are probably going in there.
The ones who wear the V for Vendetta masks. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't really understand that whole thing. I mean, I get it. You don't like Church of Scientology. I don't know any Scientologists on any sort of a personal level. I mean, I know of, you know, like people that I sort of
know.
Well,
down in L.A., of course,
but
even then,
I don't have any close friends.
You have to be careful what you say down there. In fact, I've, you know, said things, not even like, and in fact, we'll probably get it from this. I mean, I haven't really said anything negative about the Church of Scientology. I'm not going to go into any of that stuff, but we'll probably get mail. We'll probably get mail from people like, how dare you?
Well, yeah,
I'm talking about the Church of Scientology.
I'm being careful not to. The thing is that I don't know enough about it to, I don't know. I don't know if it's like cool or crazy or somewhere in between. I have
no
idea.
The problem is you got Tom Cruise.
He's a little
Who's like, you know, the standard bearer.
Yeah. Well, he's just
like
Tom
a high priest or something.
So people think everyone's like Tom Cruise on the Church of Scientology.
He's kind of nuts.
He seems a little off his rocker.
A little bit.
But then again,
I don't know the guy.
I don't know him. He might be the best dude ever.
He may be.
I wouldn't really want to be married to him. But then again, maybe they're very happy. I have no idea. No judgment.
I would not want to be married to Katie Holmes either.
You would not want to be married to her?
Oh, no.
She seems a little dour, doesn't she?
I could do much better than her.
You have. You have and you will continue to. Church of Scientology, best of luck in the future. We are...
Do you want to play True or Poo?
I do.
All right.
I do.
Let's play some True or Poo. Then we'll do a couple more stories, and then we'll take this home with a tweet beat. Let's do that.
Okay. Should we play our True or Poo theme?
Yeah, do it. Right. Put up the graphic.
Okay. This is gross. Sorry. Hey, Sarah Lane, it's up to it's you. It's chocolate. True or
Poo. What is Marty going to do? With that? Like holes
I don't know. Yeah, it's disgusting.
It's very sphincter-esque.
Yeah, it is.
I don't like it.
It's gross.
So you remember how we played.
Thank you, Adam Ott, for that wonderful image.
And Dan for doing the song, of
and
course.
And Dan, of course, for doing the song.
You remember, of course, how we played True or Poo.
Yeah, I do.
All right. So basically, I'm just going to, it's going to be a short game of true or poo. I'm going to read you three stories.
All right.
Three stories, all of which could be true.
Okay.
But they're not, because two are true and one is poo because I made it up.
Okay. And you're pretty good at this because you're a BSer at heart.
That's right.
So this could be extremely difficult for me. In fact, as I recall, I lost the first round of True or Poo, which was 2 weeks ago or something
right.
like that.
So we're going to go three stories here. Remember, two are true and one is poo. After, is this the same way we played it last time? I don't remember. After we go through all three, you tell me which one is poo.
Is poo.
Okay.
I'm looking for the stinker of
You're
the
You're looking.
All right. I think I understand the rules.
Okay. Here we go. Here is your first story.
All right.
In an attempt to combat rampant truancy, a prestigious Japanese university is giving iPhones away to its students. The phones, which are GPS-enabled, will allow administrators in the School of Social Informatics to pinpoint students' whereabouts to make sure they're in class.
Mm-hmm.
True or poo?
Wait, I'm not supposed to hear all the three stories?
That's right. Yeah, you're supposed to hear all three. That's right.
Own your game, Martin. Own it.
I'm sorry. It's been a while. Okay, here's your second story.
Okay, that was the first one. iPhones, GPS.
Second story. Close to 200 prisoners will bicycle around France next month, surrounded by scores of prison guards on bicycles in the first penal version of the Tour de France.
France?
The prisoners will cycle in a pack surrounded by guards, and breakaway sprints will not be allowed to prevent escapes. Prison officials say the idea of the race is to foster values like teamwork and effort. It could be true, or that could be poo.
That was a lot of words.
Here is your final story. Oregon farmer Brent Chester was forced to give back $20,000 in prize money after it was revealed that he cheated in last year's Lord of the Gourd giant pumpkin growing contest in Half Moon Bay, California. Chester's pumpkin, which weighed in at a world record-breaking 1,528 pounds, was discovered to be full of lead bars when a field where it had been rotting since harvest season was plowed this past weekend to prepare for this season's planting. In addition to being forced to return the prize money, authorities are determining whether Chester can be prosecuted under state gaming laws.
These are my three stories.
Those are the three stories.
All right.
Two are true. And one is poo.
One is poo. Now, all right, the first story seemed, I don't know, not that weird. You know, school officials want to keep track of students, fine.
So they would give away an iPhone to everyone?
Well, that seems excessive, but you don't even have an iPhone, so I just don't know how you would really
I can't afford an iPhone.
You're fine. You can have a. You should have an iPhone. Somebody even nice will give you an iPhone, right? Somebody in the chat room knows somebody.
Sure, I'm working on it. I'm doing this deal with this guy.
Okay. The third story, I know that there is a pumpkin festival in Half Moon Bay, so that story doesn't ring very poo-ish to me at all. It all sounds about right. The second story, I have forgotten.
The penal version of the Tour de France.
Penal version.
The prisoners in a Tour de France race.
See, I know you pretty well. You know, I have to admit
France?
During your reading, you weren't looking at me and I was mouthing, help me to the chat room. The problem is that
the chat room isn't a lot of help because they can look these things up on
the thing, though, I'm not
Google
looking. I'm not looking anymore. But the problem is that, like, you'll be reading and it's like, true poo, true poo. So they're either, like, trying to make me lose or they're just not very good with internet searches, I'm not sure. But the second story, see, this is where Martin's reverse psychology really comes into play, because he knows that I'll laugh at the word penal and I will immediately think that it's poo. But he knows me well enough to know that I will think that it's true because it's so obviously a poo story. And it may actually be poo. After all of that, the pumpkin story is, you know, it's rooted in truth, whether or not it's true, but it's, And then the first story is just, it's just a dumb story to make up. It's got to be true. It's so boring. I can't imagine you like writing that out. So I'm going to go with, oh, it's a close one between number two and number three. I am going to say that the poo story is number three, pumpkin gourd patch.
But wouldn't it make more sense for number two to be poo?
Final answer, Martin. You cannot Jedi mind trick me. Your powers are weak.
What's your answer?
My answer is number three, the pumpkin patch in Half Moon Bay. That's my answer, and I'm sticking with it. What say you, Martin?
Judges! You are correct!
Hey!
You are correct.
Hey! Hip hop hooray!
I made that up.
I love it.
The whole thing is made up. Although they do have a pumpkin growing contest in Half Moon Bay.
That's
correct.
And
there is a pumpkin farmer named Brent Chester, but his pumpkin was only 500 pounds. And last year there was a record-breaking pumpkin that weighed 1,528.
We did not say what we were playing for today.
Oh!
However, I think
so
it should be for a new pair of shoes from Neiman Marcus.
Yeah. I can't even afford Payless.
I don't want to go there anyway, really. I've been there lately. They don't have anything good.
Neiman Marcus?
Sometimes very good sales, no Payless.
Yeah.
Payless is, I'm not crazy about their summer selection.
Holy smokes,
were
there some sales on Monday. Did you go to the mall? You know I don't go to the mall a lot, but
no,
Molly had to go to the mall to buy a dress for this wedding that we got to go, so we went down there. And I wasn't even going to go in. I was going to drop her off and like roll on down to Chinatown and get myself a lunch special.
Yeah.
And I just happened, you know how difficult it is to park down by the...
It's horrible.
It's
I
ridiculous.
Keep telling you to take the light rail.
I
so
know,
much
but
easier.
Or whatever. So anyway, I find a parking spot right outside the mall. I mean, these spots do not exist.
They don't happen.
It doesn't happen.
No.
So I says to myself, I'm going in. I'm going in the mall.
Yep.
And
downtown Center?
Downtown Center.
That's a great mall.
I went
got
in the
everything.
Mall, and I did want to get a new shirt at a store called Banana Republic.
I know the one.
And I go
store.
In there. Sarah, it was 40% off everything.
I love it.
And if you signed up for a Banana Republic credit card, it was another 20% off. I got 60% off everything.
Good grief. And you love good value.
Oh,
you love good value. You know, it's funny.
I mean, I still couldn't afford. I still spent $120-some.
But it's, you know, you spend it if you know you're winning. That's the way it works. It was funny when you said sales on Memorial Day. I was about to go, no, I didn't do that on Memorial Day. That's not even true at all. I was not at the mall, but I was in Hayes Valley and there was a store closing down. Everything in the store was 75% off. I got two shirts that I otherwise could not have afforded for 75% off.
How about that for fun?
How about that for fun?
I mean, I got some nice things.
I'm loving sales.
I got a belt.
It's like a rush.
I needed
you know?
These things.
I almost understand why people have shopping, you know, addictions because I really do.
You would have thought.
I really do feel kind of like I feel better. I feel better. It's as if I've had a happy pill.
It was funny. This little guy, he's running around getting me new sizes. I'm in the dressing room.
Well,
I felt very important.
They take care of you
at
BR.
Usually
at the Repub.
I shop at Neiman Marcus
and Barney's
and Bloomingdale's
Saks.
And Barney's, but you know,
of course, I'm a big fan of the exciting department store, but it's a little rich for my blood. True or poo? I guess we're done with that.
I guess we're done.
I win. I am the best. I rule.
You want to do one more story and then play some Tweetbeat, maybe?
Totally.
Which one do you want to do? We got the fake no parking sign. That's fun.
That's fun.
We got Yelp screwing up, which is...
It's not that fun.
Not that
really.
Fun.
Really. I, you know, we threw it in there because it seemed...
We got the feral girl in Siberia.
And we got that parrot.
And we got that damn parrot.
That damn parrot in New Zealand.
In New Zealand. We got
New Zealand
bring
makes
it
into the show
to,
twice, potentially,
back
in one
New
show.
New Zealand. Which
I don't
one
know.
Do you
it's
do?
Your choice. It's Friday. I'm feeling
Let's
generous.
Do, I don't like any of them.
Yeah, I don't either. They're terrible. Let's do the parrot one.
Let's do the parrot.
Everyone
a
likes
brazen
a parrot.
Whoa.
What'd you lose?
A plug.
Ah, you lost a plug. That's all right.
I was panicked that I'd knocked over water.
I liked your setup, though. Brazen.
A brazen parrot which spotted a Scottish man's passport in a colored bag in the luggage compartment of a tour bus, nabbed the document and made it off into the dense bush with it. There's your story. A parrot stole a Scottish man's passport.
Well, so, come on. You can do better than that.
I know. I want you to take it home. I'm setting it up for you.
I was going to show you guys the website, but there's this, you know, all these websites have these horrible ads, and there's this, like, ad for stomach flab right in the middle, and it's...
Oh, I love that ad. Show that.
Oh, fine.
Show that ad.
God.
Because it's hilarious.
It's not that funny.
And what this ad does... No, this isn't the one I was thinking of, but there's this one...
It's about...
Where there's this girl, and it, like, keeps switching back and forth.
Oh,
and
I've
you
seen
see, like,
that one,
this kind of hot girl, and you're looking at, like,
and
oh,
then
she's
it goes,
got a nice stomach, and then it goes back to the original. It's like...
Yeah.
And it's awful.
So here's the deal with this parrot. It's a, and I hope I'm saying this right, the of a Kea variety, a Kea parrot or Kea.
In Fiordland National
K-E-A,
Park.
In New Zealand. So they're indigenous there. And apparently they're known for being sort of inquisitive and rascals. they've been, no, serious. They've been over the years known to attack people's rubber windshields just because it's fun. That's why I like these birds. Tell you what.
I wish I had a pirate. I'm going to a pirate-themed wedding tomorrow.
So you see this guy, this, you know, pirate-themed wedding. Let's get to that in a second. Yeah. So you see this poor guy. He's a Scottish guy. He's in, you know, he's in the South Island for the first time. He's very excited. New Zealand's supposed to be gorgeous.
Love to go.
You know, he's maybe looking through all of his stamps, the places that he's been before. And this freaking parrot comes down and says, ha ha. And so the poor guy is like, well, you know, the parrot took my... The parrots can fly pretty far.
He's not
getting the thing back.
It's not a small thing when you lose a passport, though.
No.
I would be pissed off at this bird.
You'd be really mad at the bird because the bird has just cost you perhaps several days of $250,
and it could take up to 6 weeks to get the new passport.
But you'd be stuck in New Zealand, which could rock.
It could.
Bird stole my passport, can't come back to work.
You could hang out with our friend Aaron.
Who's Aaron? Oh, Aaron Knight. Yeah, that Aaron. Sorry, Aaron. We love you. I wonder what time it is in New Zealand right now. He's in tomorrow. He's in the future.
There was another bird story I wanted to include.
I did not.
And I still think it was a big mistake.
And now we have to talk about it because you're putting me on the spot.
Yeah.
So why don't
well,
you just go ahead and ruin everything?
Let's keep spinning the globe. We're going to Germany.
All right.
We're going to Germany. Drunk guys in a park in Germany. I think this is a fascinating story.
Okay.
And drunk guys in this park, him and a friend, he's West German. And apparently there's still some, you know, a little bit of animosity between the West and the East Germans. Some cases, like, you know, people are like, put that wall back up kind of thing.
Really?
I don't think it happens a lot.
I
but
thought everybody was
kinda,
very happy about the
wall coming
down. But I
think for the most part, but, you know, there's idiots and
yeah,
ethnocentrism
like,
anywhere.
That
yeah,
stuff.
That kind of crap,
yeah.
You know.
Tagging their street.
Provincialism and
their
all this
hood.
Garbage. So the guy wants to show this East German a lesson. So what does he do? And he's in this park. So he doesn't have a weapon. To attack the East German.
No.
So, but there's this pond there. He grabs a swan by the neck.
Oh.
He grabs a swan by the neck and starts swinging the swan at the East German guy.
Why is this a story you would have wanted to include? You know how I feel about animals.
Because
I don't want to hear about
frankly,
this.
Frankly, Sarah, swans are nasty
pucky.
Birds.
They are not. They're beautiful. They're the birds of love,
Have
Martin.
You ever been attacked by a swan?
What kind of horrible childhood did you have?
Have you ever been attacked? I'll tell you what kind of childhood I had. It was often being attacked by swans.
I don't
And I love
you.
Ducks and swans. I used to collect ducks.
I don't...
I used
what?
To collect ducks.
How do you do
Porcelain
that?
Porcelain ducks, wooden ducks.
Ugh, that's so weird.
Plush ducks.
It explains a lot, actually.
You know.
Plush ducks?
I may need to bring this up.
I used
up.
To collect I mean, plush ducks.
I may need to bring this up in therapy. This is a memory that I had totally
that's
forgotten
That's the title
about.
Of our show, by the way. I used to collect plush ducks. That's the weirdest thing I've heard in a while. Kudos, good sir. Well played.
I want to end it right there. Can't do any better. Let's play Tweet Beat.
Let's play Tweet Beat and...
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm never right on that.
Beat. I said it's time for Tweet Beat. Mr. Martin Sargent.
It's time for us to play the hit game the whole internet is buzzing about. We call it Tweet Beat.
Yeah,
okay,
we do.
Let me remind you how we play Tweet Beat. I'll give you two topics that people on Twitter might be nattering on about. You need to tell me which topic they're talking about more incessantly over the past 24 hours. For example, I don't have an example because I forgot to write one, but wait, you know how it works.
Yeah.
You know how it works. So here is...
For example, if someone said, if you asked me who had the louder Tweet Beat, Twitter or Knitter, I would probably say Twitter.
If I said Obama or Rihanna...
You've already done that one.
If I know that, but they don't know that.
Yeah, they do if they've been listening.
No, because I did that a long time ago. In fact, it was the same game that we were playing that I did, Gary V versus HIV.
That was a twiff.
On Internet Superstar.
Oh.
Apologies, please.
Oh, interesting. You're recycling your games now,
no,
are you?
I haven't recycled.
Interesting. Here I thought you were so smart. Everyone understands how to play Tweet Beat.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think we do.
Here is your first challenge.
Okay.
Laodicean.
What?
Or Kings of Leon. I'm sorry, it's Laodicean or Kings of Leon.
Okay.
Laodicean or Kings of Leon.
Pardon my rampant ignorance, but what's Laodicean?
Well, I don't know if I want to tell you because that might give it away.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you what Laodicean is. I will give you the definition of Laodicean.
You're having to look it up. You don't even know.
I do, but I want to make it. It's of or relating to Laodicea. Now, the Laodiceans, of course, were known for being lukewarm in matters of religion. So if you say that somebody is Laodicean, they're not very into going to church and, you know, matters of spirituality. So that's what
this,
that means.
This is a weird one.
So Laodicean or Kings of Leon.
Wow. You've lobbed me a old fastball. They would say
apparently,
baseball. I don't actually think they would say that.
This is a reference to the early Christians of Laodicea from Revelations 3:14 to 3:16.
And I'm supposed to think a lot of people are talking about this on Twitter in the last 24 hours. When did you conduct these search results?
I conducted the search results at about 11 a.m. today.
Okay. Laodicean or Kings of Leon. So Kings of Leon are popular. They've done the Saturday Night Live circuit. Not recently, as far as I know. Now I'm not sure. I don't believe they've performed anywhere in this area recently, but they may have in, you know, Sydney or New York or Saskatchewan. So maybe a lot of people were talking about going to the Kings of Leon show later type of a thing. I don't want to look at the chat room. It's so tempting, but I right over there. I'm not going to do it, though, because I am very infrequently a cheater.
Laodicean.
Unless there's actual money involved.
Or Kings of Leon.
Laodicean or Kings of Leon. What are we playing for, by the way?
I am thirsty.
You're thirsty, are you?
Yeah.
Tasty beverage?
Yes.
Of the imbibing sort?
Please.
Well, don't please me. You may lose. Don't look at me, buddy.
I'm feeling good about
You're
today's
feeling
tweet.
Good, all right. Laodicean or Kings of Leon? Laodicean or Kings of Leon?
I'm throwing a bunch of curveballs. A bunch of curveballs.
This game is making me crazy. It's so hard. Okay. Eye on the prize, sir. Eye on the prize. I'm just going to Ouija board this. Like, Laodicean's over here. Kings of Leon's over.
If you want to go to hell.
Laodicean's. Ouija boards are just, they're all in the mind.
They're satanic.
Kings of Leon.
Very Laodicean attitude of you.
I'm going to, perhaps I am a Laodicean. I like the name. I'm going to put that on my Wikipedia page. Sir Elaine, a Laodicean, an American personality. Born and under a bad sun. So I think that I'm going to guess, and it is a guess. I'm not going to lie. It's not my favorite Tweet Beat. I'll tell you that much. Sour taste in my mouth.
Oh, come on. It's a good Tweet Beat.
It's good because it's crappy. Kings of Leon, Laodicean. Kings of Leon, Laodicean. Okay. I'm going with my gut. My gut says Kings of Leon.
Final answer. You are incorrect.
Bull.
You are incorrect. Laodicean had 1,306. Kings of Leon, 749. Do you want to know why?
Yeah.
Because Laodicean was the winning word that was spelled correct in the National Spelling Bee.
Ah!
Yeah! Congratulations,
I should have watched
those on
ESPN
Kavya too. Shiva Shankar. And congratulations for me.
Is he from the subcontinent?
She.
Oh, she.
I believe that her parents probably were. She's from Kansas.
Oh, man.
It's often the Indians who win these things. They're wonderful spellers.
Are you getting a phone call, Martin?
No, I just... It's just damn phone thing.
That wasn't ringing just now?
No, that was it shutting off.
Oh, goodness. You really do need a new phone.
It's terrible.
Someone buy Martin an iPhone. Stat.
Please.
Okay, well, you know what? I feel dumb. I haven't watched the spelling bee in many years, so, you know, can't win them all.
Okay.
Now I'm in a terrible
mood.
But
you've got two more. Okay. You're in the hole, but you got two more.
I won sugar poo, so I'm flying high off.
Are you ready for your next challenge?
Yes, Martin, I am. I am ready.
Which has a louder tweet beat? Lujo or Hugo? Lujo or Hugo?
By the way, not even sort of rhyming anymore.
Oh, come on. Much better than when you hosted TweetBeat.
Nuh-uh.
Lujo or Hugo?
I feel like, you know when Inigo Montoya is like, guide my sword, mm-hmm. father. I feel like I need that. Well, the sword to just guide me in one direction. Ouija board. Obviously a really bad idea.
Now, I'm going to give you a clarification on this one, just so there's no controversy.
Okay.
I'm going to give you, I did these metrics a little bit differently. So,
Lujo,
Lujo,
yes,
is in reference to the Lujo virus.
Okay.
Okay. Hugo is in reference to Hugo Chavez.
That I knew.
Right. So what I'm saying is if there was a reference on anywhere on Twitter where it was like, my uncle Hugo died or something like that.
That would be counted.
That would not be counted.
Well, how would you?
So it's only, I know how to do this.
Oh.
So it's only in reference to the Lujo virus or Hugo Chavez.
Does he pronounce it Hugo?
He does pronounce it.
Oh, because of the silent H. Interesting. Hugo. That's an unfortunate
Hugo or
name.
Lujo?
Hugo. I don't know. I kind of like it now. I always thought it was Hugo. Hugo. I named my firstborn. Hugo Lane.
Hugo.
Hugo. Right next to Lady Bird. She'll be my secondborn. Love that name. Can anyone be named that? Lady Bird Lane. Top of the class.
I want a dog. That's a... Oh, that's the dog from King of the Hill.
What?
Lady Bird.
Oh, I don't watch that show.
Hank Hill's dog.
His name is
Lady Bird?
If I had
a dog, I would name it Mary Legs.
Ugh. It's weird. Okay. May I ask how Lujo has been spelled?
Oh, what are you? Are you in a spelling bee now?
I am curious.
Lujo
to know.
Is Lujo.
Okay. So that's kind of what I thought and doesn't really help me at all. Lujo or Hugo? Lujo or Hugo? Man, oh man, oh man. Okay, I'm stalling. Lujo or... I'm going to guess... People really talking about Chavez that often in the last 24 hours? Lujo virus... It's the worst tweet beat I have ever seen. Okay.
People may have been talking about Hugo over the past.
Don't even try to like fake help me. You're my enemy, all right?
I wouldn't say necessarily over the past 24 hours. I would say maybe over the past 4 days.
Uh-huh. Well, I am going to guess... Hugo, or as they would say in Venezuela, Hugo.
Hugo? Is that your final answer? Hugo?
Yes, Martin. It is. Final answer.
Judges, you are correct.
I knew it. One out of two.
Now, that was a total guess because you don't even know the context of either one of those clues, do you?
No, not really.
The Lujo virus, of course, is this new virus that they've just identified in Africa that's causing bleeding out of the orifi. The orifices. Is it orifi or orifice?
I don't think it's orifi. I've never heard that.
Much like the Ebola virus.
That's
it's
no
a
good.
Terrible thing. They say that this. Yeah. Thank you, Africa, for another one.
Well, I don't think, you know, the African people are to blame.
This one is really, really aggressive, said some epidemiologist.
Sounds terrible.
It's bad. And it's like killing anyone that comes in contact. The only good thing is it's not past like the swine flu or something like this. You basically have to get, you would have to bleed on me.
Ugh.
Kind of.
So it's not what they
like
call
healthcare workers,
airborne.
So, right. But like, airborne. You know, people would treat these.
What about sexually transmitted?
I would
One
imagine.
Would think it might be secreted in
I would
those
say
types of
just
things.
Don't have sex with anyone who's bleeding out of their eyes. Yeah. And you'll probably be okay.
Right.
Now, Hugo Chavez, of course, the reason he has been in the news, and by the way, Hugo got 120 and Lujo got 41, is because he's doing this 4-day talk show marathon. This guy can talk and talk and talk.
He loves to hear himself
talk. He loves
talk,
to talk. So he's hosting a talk show for 4 days straight.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so,
fine.
That's why both of those
Great.
Have been in the news.
I win, so I'm,
yeah.
you know,
well, you
happy
haven't
with
won
whatever
yet.
You have to
you
say.
You haven't won yet, because here is your final challenge.
Final challenge. I'm
It
ready.
Is all tied up. Oh, it is all okay. tied up. Are you ready for it?
Yes, Martin, I am.
Okay, here is your final challenge. Which has a louder tweet beat?
All right.
Iranian election or... I have an erection. Iranian election or I have an erection. Which has a louder tweet.
Okay. That's great. You know, election and erection are the same word just for that one little consonant.
Mm-hmm.
But they mean such different things. English is great that way. Iranian election or I have an erection. all right, so I'm going to go ahead and pick apart the I have an erection part of it, just because it's a good place to start. Would you say I have an erection so many more times than I've got an erection? Or, as they might say in the UK, I have an erection.
If I were saying it, and I would say it like sort
Please
of in
don't
this
ever
voice,
say that
I would
near
say
me.
Like, I have an erection.
Ew.
Like that.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Well, nobody would want to know about it if you said it that
well,
way.
Well, it hasn't happened in years. So
yeah. I have an erection or Iranian election. I think, and then let's go into the Iranian election part of it, because so many people might say elections in Iran or
There
Iran
is, of
elections.
Course, an election coming up.
Sure.
In Iran.
Sure. But would they say Iranian? Well, I think I would say that. But, you know, the Twitter audience.
Ahmadinejad's giving away potatoes to all the poor people.
I like potatoes.
Trying to buy their votes with the potatoes.
Well, he should.
It probably gave some poor effective. Iranians an erection when they got the potato. They're so happy about it.
Okay.
And maybe they tweeted about that. Maybe it could be the same tweet. Because of the upcoming Iranian election, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad gave me a potato, and now I have an erection.
Interesting. All right. I'm going to, as the show has dragged on quite a bit, I'm going to go ahead and take this one home with, I was about to say it, now I want to change my vote. Okay. I'm going to say, I have an erection.
That might be a good name for this program too, for this episode. Is that your final answer?
It's final.
Judges, I'm sorry, but you are limp. You are incorrect.
I should have known. Why do I fall for your stupid tricks?
Iranian election.
God.
10. I have an erection 7.
Well, okay. Well, yeah. 10 and 7.
Hey.
Wow.
Hey, I got to do what I got to do to win these things.
Loud
nowadays.
Tweet beats, all right.
Yeah.
Martin, that was a good game. You won fair and square, but mm-hmm. I won true or poo, so I think we're, you know, we're going to buy our own drinks tonight.
Oh, man.
Well, another show in the can, and this was quite a doozy.
This was everywhere.
It was all over the place.
Spinning
Martin,
the globe.
As always, I love your company. I love doing the show. And I applaud us on 20 fine episodes.
I believe that next week we might be celebrating Twift's 21st birthday. You know what that means. You know what that means.
21 shots.
Yeah, so make sure you tune in for that. We're going to do it at the same time next week. Of course, you subscribe on iTunes. Get the link for that. The easiest way is twit.tv/twiff. And thank you so much for watching, for listening. Thank you guys for all your Squarespace submissions. If mm-hmm. you still want to make yours and try to win that hoodie,
please do. We're still collecting them.
Fun.
So if you think you can beat the four that we highlighted here, please do so.
And
we
thank you, Adam Ott, for the graphics. And thank you, Dan Loiters, for
Looters
for the music. And until next week, have fun.
Until next week, you have fun now. Great. All right. Bye, everybody. Woohoo! Without!